And John Stewart used to call this our quiet corner, away from a lot of the noise and bustle of the world. And when you leave the quiet corner, though, you wouldn't be able to take it with you. Of course, you can't take the buildings and the land of the monastery. We'd stop you at the gate. But you can take the skills that you developed here, skills in gaining some control over your mind, gaining some sensitivity to how you are contributing to unnecessary stress in the present moment. Now you don't have to. Be more sensitive to the way you breathe, more sensitive to the way you talk to yourself, more sensitive to the images and perceptions you hold in mind. Because what you get from your past karma is not fully made. It's like raw material. If we're constructing a house, you're constructing a house. You can't just live in the pile of wood or the pile of cement. You have to fix it. And all too often we're pretty sloppy in how we do it. Which is why the mind's dwelling is not a comfortable place to be. But you can learn how to become more and more skillful. You create a home for the mind. And it's a home that you can carry with you. You can think of it a home on wheels. Because where you are, the breath is there. The way you talk to yourself is right there. The images you hold in mind are right there. Just be more sensitive to them. Our problem is that we pay too much attention to things outside, things over which we have no control, things for which we're not responsible. As the Buddha said, the sign of a wise person is knowing what duties fall to you and which duties do not fall to you, doing the duties that do fall to you, and then not trying to take on the duties that don't. There's a lot outside in the world that you're not responsible for. So you have to put that aside so you can give full attention to what you are responsible for. And it's all right here. And wherever you go, it's right here. So remember, the skills of the meditation are not designed only for sitting with your eyes closed. One of the signs of a good meditator is that you become more peaceful, more cooperative, more helpful in the world outside. Just sitting for hours and hours with your eyes closed doesn't amount to much. It's what you do with the skills. That's where your skill as a meditator begins to grow and becomes really useful. You can't just hide out. Because if you run away, what do you have left? You have your own person. You've got to realize you live in a world where you have some responsibilities to others. The best way to meet those responsibilities, of course, is to get your mind in good shape and then show that, yes, your mind is in good shape. That way your meditation benefits not only you, but also the people around you. So remember to take the quiet corner with you. That way you're coming from a quiet corner as you act in the world. Then you get to know this quiet corner better and better as you carry it into the world. That way your skills become all around.